human family, sisters and brothers. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 29th, 2014. All right. We're talking about the zodiac. And remember, this is African science. This is the original spiritual text, the science of the universe, the movement of sun, the movement of the earth commensurate with the sun, following the sun's elliptic movement, meaning the view of the sun from the earth projected out forward in front of the sun, and you create a circle, an elliptic, and you see the word circle in the Old Testament, and you see, I think, the word circle associated with Galilee, and other words like round. This is the sun moving through the elliptic. And remember, the African Hebrew temple had the zodiac drawn into the floor of the African Hebrew temple. Going back to December right quickly. Looking at some more of the information about this zodiac sign of, is it Capricorn? Yeah, this should be Capricorn. December 21 through January 20 is the Capricorn sign. I want to make some points here. This is so interesting. It's so interesting to understand this science, sisters and brothers. Now, Capricorn is the sign of the goat. It says the sign of the priest and the ambassador or the scientist. A cardinal earthy sign. Ambitious, persevering, diplomatic, reserved. The ruler, planetary ruler, is Saturn. The gemstones, white, onyx, and moonstone. The color is green. The metal is lead. It says harmonious signs for business, marriage, or companionship are Taurus, Virgo, and Libra. Now, what we are doing is looking at these signs as teachers of ourselves, as human beings, as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, teaching us how to construct our lives based on the science of the universe, the science of the universe, and how the Almighty, Jehovah, used the elements of the universe, the basic element of hydrogen, atom, to construct the whole of the universe, and how we are to pattern our lives on how the Most High constructed the universe so that we may construct a life that is scientific and based on the life science of life of the universe. And so the sun in December and the animal sign is the goat. Some signs are men. Some signs are women. Some signs are animals, dealing with every facet of the universe. The goat here in December, why? Is not the goat associated with sin? Is not the goat associated with sins and wickedness and evil? Is not the goat taken as sign assigned to represent the man of sin, the system of sin. And so the sun in December is going down into this territory to deal with our sins. Light, we can only deal with our sins with light, with the light of the Almighty, with the light of the universe, with the light of knowledge and wisdom and science. And so we become the priest, we become the ambassador, we become the scientist, we become that power and that force that uses light to clean up our sins, clean up our circumstances, clean up our lives, clean up our systems, clean up our societies, clean up men and women and boys and girls and brothers and sisters, clean up ourselves by following the sun, by following the science of the universe. We become ambitious, but we use our ambition to propagate revolution and propagate the science of life and propagate unity and love and friendship. We become persevering. We persevere through the obstacles and through the trials and the tests that come our way because we dare to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. We become diplomatic. We see that men and women are in an argument. Maybe both are wrong, both are right, one is wrong, one is right, but we become diplomats, not like the diplomats that work for governments in these days and times, who become ambiguous to truth, ambiguous to righteousness, ambiguous to the Most High, ambiguous to the people. You can't see where they stand as it concerns the issues of the day. No, we become diplomats and try to make the adversary see that they have more in common with their adversary than they really think. We begin to help the two adversaries see maybe each one has something to say that will help the other. We want to become diplomats that will foster friendship and love and kinship and community amongst the people. The word reserved is associated with Capricorn. So when it comes to the president talking something about his plans to go to war someplace, we don't jump forward and jump at it and just take what he says lock, stock, and barrel, but we become reserved and we see that maybe the man is not telling the truth. We see that over and over again, governments have lied to us in the past and will lie to us in the future, and we become reserved. We become thinkers. We don't just jump and go to war with someone because the president says to do so, because we may unjustly and will unjustly destroy someone based on lies told us by the rulers of this wicked system. The planetary ruler of Capricorn is Saturn, and Saturn is associated with excesses. Saturn is associated with a lifestyle that is full of excess and greed and passions and desires gone awry. So the sun going down into these regions, the time of winter, is teaching us to shine light on our lower selves, our passions. Shine light so that we can control our desires and our passions, and look for business partners in the revolution. Look to be married to and connected to and affiliated with men and women and boys and girls that also want to see the human family liberated and free from slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And so, the signs and symbols that are associated with Taurus and Virgo and Libra are signs and symbols that we should look into at future times to understand how to match attributes and match characteristics that will facilitate our mission of life and truth and justice. Now, the sun goes from January 21 to February 19 into Aquarius. You have a man pouring water. These are the waters of noon. And I'm looking at the depiction here in this book. The waters are dotted with stars. And I'm reminded of the eastern star, the women. And I'm reminded of the nuns in the Catholic Church. I'm reminded that we have said before that that is the same noon that the Catholic Church is using after the Roman Empire went down into Africa and stole all the knowledge from Africa and set up their construct. But they did not set up their construct to propagate life. They set up their construct to propagate death. But here, the sun is in January 21, February 19, Aquarius, the water bearer, the waters of noon. We're looking at birth. It's so interesting. You have a man pouring water, but he's dotted with the star. This is a six-pointed star. But I know the five-pointed star, the five-pointed star, is associated with Aset, the woman, the female, the womb. And so we have to be looking at a merging of the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine, because the waters of noon and the womb of Nonet and coming to birth. And so it says here, the sign of the truth seeker or the scientist. And so we are to be truth seekers. The sun is coming through the water to be born again above the equator on the zodiac dial. And so we now, looking at the sun as our barometer, are coming towards the equator, coming through the water, having dealt with our lower passions and our lower desires. So now we can come to birth and bring to birth truth, justice, and righteousness as a truth seeker and a true scientist, a true metaphysicist, metaphysician. This is an Aries sign. So we see it's a sign of water, but you have air. Water and air. The attributes dealing with Aquarius are the attributes of honesty. We must be honest with ourselves. We must be honest about the system. We must be honest about the condition of men, women, boys and girls in this system, and we always attempt and endeavor to be absolutely honest on the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Be honest about the system. Be honest about ourselves. It says probing. Probing. We want to probe with scientific critical analysis the truth of the universe, and the truth of the Almighty, and the truth of ourselves. And so the sun coming through the water, teaching us to be probing so that we may bring to fore in our minds the truth that we seek that would free the human being from all slavery, exploitation, and colonialism. Broad-minded. How many of us are absolutely not broad-minded, but closed-minded? How many of us refused to accept the reality that the religions of the earth have an aspect of the Almighty, do not have it all, but have an aspect, and only when we talk to one another, only when we create friendship with one another, only when we talk to one another as a Christian, a Muslim, a Krishna, a Zoroaster, a Hebrew, a Jew, a Vodou, whatever we call ourselves, getting down to race, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, getting down to regions and territories. People live in Africa, Asia, Central, South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, North America, Canada, Europe, Israel. How many of us are closed-minded because that one is of a different color? Or that one is of a different ethnicity? And so we close our minds and refuse to accept truth coming from someone that looks and sounds different than we do, or dresses different than we do. How closed-minded we are. How closed-minded, and when you close your mind, you can't feed mentally. And so we become starved for food mentally that we could have if we would only open our minds to truth coming from everywhere that we see the truth coming from, anyone that the truth is coming from. Amiable. The word amiable is defined as good nature, personal qualities, affable. So, to be pleasant, to be good natured. How many of us don't even say good morning to one another? How many of you who are supervisors begin your crew meetings without even saying good morning or good afternoon? How many of us who are married don't even say good morning to our spouses, or don't even say good morning or how are you to our children? Don't even want to greet the dog or greet the cat. We're so opposite of amiable. We're so opposite of good natured. So opposite of affable. Just all type of bad disposition. Frustrated by the system, not having any power, so we take it out on ourselves. No, let us be amiable. The word humane is associated with Aquarius. Look at what is coming through Aquarius. Humane. The system that we live under is absolutely inhumane. You see those in government. Republicans want Barack Obama to commit outright boot, stomp bloodshed warfare in Iraq, in Syria, so they may carry the war over to Iran, and then maybe Russia would get involved in that type of warfare, and then you have World War III. Is that humane? No. It is absolutely inhumane, because these want warfare for control of land, wealth, and resources, and to please and placate the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers to the destruction of the human family. Now, Barack Obama has not gone for this outright boot stomp bloodshed, but he has opted for supporting al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and other affiliates, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They use the acronym ISIS. Sometimes they say Iraq and the Levant instead of Syria. And so this group affiliated with Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra was trained in Jordan by the CIA and affiliates in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And so these group of men and Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra are being manipulated because of poverty and impoverishment. And so because these men are desperate, they are manipulated into traveling all over the Middle East, creating havoc and chaos and bloodshed. Is that humane, Barack Obama? No. You cause the people to think that you're fighting the Islamic State of Iraq, Syria, Levant in Iraq, but you trained them in Jordan. And these are affiliates with Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra fighters in Syria that have lost the battle in Syria and have now moved to Iraq to destabilize Iraq and the Maliki government. Are these things humane? No. Let's say in general, the system in general of death, hell, destruction, theft of land, wealth, and resources, the movement of peoples all over the earth through human trafficking, through immigration because people's land has been stolen, people's governments have been overturned and overthrown, people's leaders have been assassinated by the CIA and the MI5 and the MI6. Is this humane? No. So we want to be humane. The word popular here is associated with Aquarius. These are attributes and characteristics that we look out for. Now we want to be popular. We want to be loved, but we do not want to be manipulated and be manipulated because of our desire for popularity with people in power, people in government, people of influence, because many who just want to be popular will fall into traps and begin to do things for those in power that are destructive to themselves and the human family. The ruler planetarily is Uranus. And Uranus is associated with being an intellectual genius. And we say to each other, there is so much genius among the people. So much genius among men, women, boys, and girls. That very one that we think is unintelligent is absolutely a genius in something, some field, some endeavor. So this teaches us not to write each other off. But know there is a genius in each and every one, also with Uranus. Inventiveness, new inventions. Think of how many ideas and thoughts come through the people's minds that, if used properly, can further propagate life and existing for the human family. Many corporations refuse to talk to their workers, manual workers, manual laborers, technicians, various workers. They, the CEOs and the board of supervisors, rarely talk to the little man and the little woman to see maybe there is an invention, a thought, an idea that may be culled from the worker of the company, that may be beneficial to the company and beneficial to the human family. So know that the man and the woman that you may not like, boy and girl that you may not respect or have any regard for, may have the very idea and invention that will make all of our lives better. Exon eccentricity. Let me hit this word eccentricity. I love to see and understand the definitions of words. To be an eccentric is to deviate from the recognized or customary character or practice. Now, taken from an evil perspective, if we deviate from the universe and deviate from life and existing for all, you have this system that we live under right now. The wicked ruling class want us to just fall in line with their thinking and destroy one another, hate one another. So we must be eccentric and deviate from the recognized and customary character of and practice of this wicked, no good, rotten system. Sudden changes for good or evil. So depending on what we are doing, we can have sudden changes for good. And that's what we want to do. Or sudden changes for evil when we follow after this system of death, hell, and destruction. Catastrophes or unexpected strokes of luck. We're going about doing good, doing right. Catastrophe comes. How do we handle it? We're going about doing good, doing right, standing up for truth and justice and righteousness, and good luck comes our way. How do we handle it? We may be doing evil and doing that which is wicked, and we still get good luck. Do we continue doing wicked, or do we change our ways? We may be doing wicked and evil and get bad luck. Catastrophe. Do we learn a lesson and turn to justice and truth and righteousness? Now, let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.